Hello, welcome to our weekly administrative podcast. I'm Mr. Head here with Mr. Remanap.
Hello, folks.
And our special guests this week are our exchange students here at Allendale High School. Welcome, guys.
Well, thanks.
We're here with Ivan. Ivan, where are you from?
I'm from Ukraine.
Welcome. And Greta?
I am from Italy.
Italy, very good. And Sophia?
I'm from Serbia.
Serbia, okay. Welcome. How have your experiences been here at Allendale High School so far?
As for me, it's really awesome. I'm really grateful for this opportunity that my program and Allendale and High School gave to me. It's really awesome. It's really big difference with my country, and I'm glad that I'm able to do this experience. I'm sharing with information about my country. I'm learning new stuff about America, about people, about culture, traditions, and it's really, really useful. And
well, we're glad to have you. I see you're wearing a Detroit Red Wings sweatshirt. Ivan, are you a Red Wings fan?
Oh yeah, I like hockey. I used to watch hockey since I was a child, and this Saturday I'm going to Detroit Red Wings game.
Are you really?
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. Good for you. That'll be exciting. Greta, how about you? What's your experience been like here at Allendale?
It's just awesome. I love Allendale and I love this school because it's really different from my country, but the building is modern, new, and people are really nice with me. And I love almost all my classes.
Almost. That's good. Yeah. Good for you.
I like the teachers. They are really helpful. And
good. Awesome. How about you, Sophia? Have you enjoyed it so far?
In school, yes. Yeah. School is, wonderful. It's different from my country. It's easier.
Okay, but interesting.
Yes, but I'm really happy. I have good friends, and it's really great.
Okay. Yes. Each of you have said it's quite different here. Greta, tell us how it's different. How is Allendale different from your school back home?
Well, first of all, we go to school on Saturdays in Italy.
Oh, six days a week? Wow.
Yeah. Okay. But we go to school from 8 to 1 every day, so that's why we go to school on Saturdays.
Okay.
And we can choose classes because we have different types of school, like languages high school or scientific or artistic or classic. So we have like 10 classes and that's for all the year.
Okay.
And so we can choose them, but we choose the school.
Okay. Ivan, how is it different here for you?
Oh yeah, it's real different as well. We have 6 days in a week at school and we go from 8:30 till 3:15 or something. So
6 days a week?
Yeah,
wow.
It's a lot of school.
It's a long day.
Yeah, we cannot also pick our classes by ourselves, but we have a different schedule every day. We don't have like a schedule for 3 trimesters. We have different schedule for every day, and we have 2 semesters, not like here, 3 trimesters. Yeah, and what was really important, and my guys from Ukraine, they were glad for me that we have locker here. We don't have lockers in Ukraine, so we have to carry all books, physical training, clothes. But, I mean, children and students at this school, Allendale, they're really friendly, and they help me to feel like, I don't know, like home or something. If I need help, I can ask them, and they will help me with pleasure. I really like it.
That's great. Well, it's funny. We have lockers, and it seems like our students don't use them. It's kind of funny. They carry everything.
Yeah.
Sophia, how is it different here for you?
It's really different. We have 5 days of school, sometimes 6, but usually 5.
Okay.
And we can't choose our subjects. We have 16 or 17 subjects, and every day we have 7 different classes.
Okay.
And sometimes that's really hard. But here, I think this is the better program than in Serbia because we have more time in class and we can learn better and we can finish something on class.
Okay.
And in Serbia, they're just like go to one class, for example, language, then math, and 7 different classes. That's
a lot.
Yes.
Okay.
What about socially outside of school? What are some of the differences that you've noticed teenagers in your countries and teenagers here at Allendale High School?
Oh, we have a big difference. we can go out, okay. I mean, with friends, and that's like maybe after 9 o'clock
okay.
night, and
you
that's normal.
You can or you cannot?
We can.
You can. Okay.
So
yeah.
maybe less of a curfew there?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And the big difference is because in Europe we have like old buildings and here is everything new, and we don't have fast food. I mean, we have, but not too much.
It's about all we have around here.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Crosby's and McDonald's.
Yeah. How about you, Greta?
Towns are really different from ours because usually in Italy, towns have a center,
mm-hmm.
so the old, the historical center, and usually teenagers meet there, and here you don't have, so...
Yeah, what's really makes big difference that here kids, they can drive earlier from 16, and
oh.
so it makes everything much easier, and you can go everywhere you want, like Grand Rapids, different cities, and in Ukraine we used to, like, we don't used to drive so much, but... yeah, now here, if you want to go somewhere, you have huge choice and you can pick wherever you want. And in Ukraine, we used to go also like to different, I don't know, maybe cafeterias or something. But here you can different places go skating, playing, bowling, different. It's a lot of activities. I really like it.
So the students have, well, you feel like youth have more options for...
here, yeah.
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are any of you homesick?
No.
You
that
said
was a
that
quick,
very
no.
quick, Greta.
No. I was homesick the first 2 weeks because I didn't know anybody.
Uh-huh.
It was all new and no.
Okay.
Listen English for 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
It was weird, but
sure.
then I realized that this experience really worth it and I'm not homesick.
No, you're true. How are you, Sophia? Are you
I'm
homesick?
Not homesick, but I have good friends, and that's great.
Great. Ivan, are you homesick at all?
Mm-mm.
No.
Homesick, it's not for me. I was kind of sad at first, at the beginning, because I didn't know a lot of people, and I didn't make tons of friends, but now I feel like I'm home in Ellendale School. My host parents, they make me feel like... I'm here, like
you're part
home.
Of their family.
Yeah,
yeah,
and yeah, at first I was hurrying up time faster. I want to go home, and now no way. I want to stay here more.
Good. What are your future plans then?
I would really love to go to one of college in USA because we had like exhibition in GSU,
mm-hmm.
and I really like it. They talked about different scholarship programs, which I think that it's really awesome. And, well, I will try myself.
Good.
How about you? Future plans, Greta?
I think I'm going to come here for college.
Okay.
Because not in Italy. I like going abroad.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that college here is awesome. And probably I'll continue studying languages like English and Spanish because I really like languages.
Are you in Spanish right now?
Yeah.
All right. Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing on it?
I'm good.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I'm good. I'm really good. Muy bien. Sophia, how about you? What are your future plans?
I'm a senior, and next year, of course, I'm going to go to college, and I want to be an international lawyer.
Wow.
I like law, and I like political science.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I'm not sure yet
yeah.
where, but I want to apply for some college here, and I want to see if maybe I can do that.
Good for you.
Great.
Good. I have one more really strange question. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What language do you think in? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know that sounds really goofy, but...
No.
Go ahead,
no. Sometimes I think in English, like
do
counting
you?
1, 2, 3. Yeah, I count
okay.
in English because,
yeah.
yeah.
or when I'm at home, along with the dog, I talk in English.
talk to English
yeah.
to the dog.
Yeah.
right. Yeah.
Well, he wouldn't understand Italian or Spanish
yeah.
probably. Right?
And yeah, sometimes I think in English.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's good. How about you, Ivan?
Oh, yeah, it's as well. I studied in English and I was like, wait, am I thinking in English? It's strange. I was even in and like our preparation meetings before my flight here, they were, guys, it's okay, you will think in English. Really? Yeah, now I can feel it.
Really? How about you, Sophia?
Yeah, in English.
Do you really?
Yeah. And that's really funny because when I speak with my mother or something like that, and I just talk in Serbian, and I said just one English word, and she's like, what? No, I'm sorry, I can't find Serbian word right now because I speak English so much.
Right.
And I'm like, what is the word? And she's like, quote. I mean, she said it in Serbian. I was like, yeah, that's the word.
I'm forgetting my language.
Yeah.
Well, don't do that.
Yeah.
Well, great. Well, we're really glad you guys are here. You bring a lot of different experiences and a lot of fun personalities to our student body. We're really glad you're here. We hope you like it. Hope you come back and see us when you're done.
That's it. Thank you very much for being here.
Well, thanks.
Enjoy it.